Anticipation is building for Bucci.
I can feel the anticipation building. What is going on with this music? Oh yeah. The sweet sounds of a Depeche Mode loop.
Hold on. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, all right. This chair is so high.
It's so high, I feel like I should say hello to it.
Those are the kind of jokes that you're gonna hear only on Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Oh, getting so comfortable.
I don't want you to picture how comfortable I'm getting.
Think of the image of Pooh Bear snoozing in an armchair on a snowy day, and I'd add 5% more cozy than that.
Smooth Booch.
Oh, I fit perfectly on you.
That's the my chair saying that to my bottom. Ah.
Nice, fresh glass of
revenge. I don't like that reverb. Revenge. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm drinking revenge tonight. Oh. Revenge is a drink best served with a shot. Shots.
Yeah,
shots,
we know.
Shots, okay, shots, all right. That's too many shots. So,
why am I? Why am I looking for revenge?
I assume you're asking. Well, that's a whole story. All right, be quiet. That's a whole story. So this is, hello everybody. Welcome to Bucci, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. 6 to 7 p.m. Now and always, I will always be, I'm getting a message here. Well, that's interesting. I'll address this memorandum in a second. All right. So first, an update of the Bucci Community Garden and Pool Hall and Haberdashery.
We bury them deep.
I just wanted to give you a little update. It's status quo here at the Bucci Community Garden and Pool Hall and Haberdashery. Seems to be going pretty well. The hat store is basically covering the expense of the garden, and someone set fire to the pool hall, so that's kind of sorted itself out, too. I'm not sure who did that. It's a mystery. So, as I said, let me address this memorandum that was just handed to me. People don't know, the schedule here at WFMU is broken up into two sections, sort of. There's the fall section, and then there's the summer section. Two sections. Searching, that's the word, just search for words. So in every summer, we, and by we, I mean... Bucci.
Bucci.
And others, I assume, have to submit our show, resubmit it for the summer schedule. Because it's not a given that we're all going to be on this thing, you know? We're all being, the carrot is just, well, actually, we're eating the carrot. And while we're eating the carrot, we're being hit with a stick, which really does not help the digestion. Bucci. So anyway, we have to submit for the show. It's and also write an essay, like 4 pages essay about why we want to do the show and what's our favorite show on WFMU. And it has to be Ken's show. And some DJs, you know, decide to take the summer off. They want to party, or some get moved around to different slots. And so that is saying that the summer schedule is starting up next week, next Monday, I believe. And there have been some shifts in the programming. And one big shift in particular. And I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but Jim the Poet, insanely, completely insanely, is taking over Bucci's time slot, Tuesday, 6 p.m. That's right. No more Bucci on Tuesday night, 6 to 7 p.m. It's going to be Jim the freaking Poet. It's Bucci's nightmare come true, like all of Bucci's nightmares. So you people out there, and I'm talking to you, said I was being paranoid about all the DJs who are like coveting this time slot and coveting Bucci. And Bucci.
Bucci.
And but I knew. I knew. You have to be vigilant and beating back my enemies. My enemies like Micah, Michelle, Jim, my recent wife, all of them conspiring with station manager Ken to get me out of my nest here at Tuesdays and put someone else in my place. Literally trying to pull me out of my grave, which I loved. I loved my grave. People, you know, graves have, there's negative connotations of graves, but we forget that graves are pretty soft and comfortable. So they pulled me right out of my grave. My happy place. So that's it. Bucci has been kicked out of Bucci. No. These drops. So from now on, this show will be called Three Thumbs Up with Jim the Poet. It's going to be a movie review show. And, you know, I'm so pissed that he came up with that before I did, because that would have been a great topic for Bucci. But that doesn't matter now. Too late. And so I'll just tell you what I screamed at Jim the Poet, that people, you, are going to lose your minds when they find out. There is going to be HE double hockey sticks to pay. And I'll just go over the chat here over there at WFMU. And hold on. Just see what they're saying. I bet they're rioting in there. They are, no. It's nothing. Nothing from the chat. They're exchanging recipes. Some sort of pork chop thing. What is this? Sear pork chop until crusted, add rosemary. What is this? Almost swore. People in the chat, I thought you were on Bucci's team. But you're a fickle bunch, people on the chat. Over there at WFMU.org. If you want to participate in that, you can go over there. It's the chat that runs parallel, I thought, in support of Bucci, but apparently they're just salivating figuratively over Jim the Poet, which Many do. Many do. So anyway, I guess I'll answer the unasked question, what's going to happen to Booch? Well, it's interesting, actually. So for the summer, this show is going to be moving to Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. So no longer Tuesdays, it's going to be Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. I know, it's crazy. Listen to that loop. This time slot, that time slot, of course, has been the home of the show Dance With Me Stanley with Stashu for many years. One of the greatest radio shows in the history of radio. Stashu is going to be taking a little break for the summer to focus on her weightlifting competitions. I don't know. But so Bucci has been shifted to her time. I've been told this is a good thing, and I bet it will be. I bet it will be.
Ken promised.
So, and so, but it's all been very, very, you know, we've been talking, Stashu and I, and we've reached an agreement, and we signed each other's forearms, and we did all this, you know, official stuff. So the difference between that and this Tuesday situation with Jim the Poet is not, I was not devious in getting this slot. Jim the Poet style deviousness I'm talking about. I would never be devious with Stashu. She's a good person. Think. I don't know. No, she is. But I don't know. I thought I knew people. Turns out I don't know SH double hockey sticks about people. But it's done. So starting this next June 10th? Oh boy. Not entirely sure. But not this coming Friday, but the next Friday. If you're looking around with your kind of your hands like chattering in your teeth, like, where's my guy? Where's the DJ? That's where I'll be. Same time, 6 to 7 p.m. And I hope you tune in. And this show is going to stay the same. I'm getting a lot of pressure to play, you know, music. They're like, please just play music. We really want to hear the Happy Mondays. We want to hear more of the Madchester scene. We want that kind of programming. But I'm resisting it. It's gonna have that Friday night energy. Now, which is, you know, again, I've heard that Friday nights are a popular night. I don't know. I don't go out on Fridays. Well, I do go out on Fridays, but I am not partying on Fridays. I am at my my cat coaxing class. People in the chat are asking, do I need to baste the pork chop in butter? No. Just to explain that, I guess they don't want to know, but I'll tell you, my cat coaxing class, CCC, is something that I've been doing for the last 6 or 7 months. And what it is, well, I don't know. So Bucci, me, loves and respects cats. Super. I love them. I love them. Oh my God. So loud. And I'm pretty good at getting them to like me. And I like playing with them when they're out and like kind of petting them. What else? You know, scratching them. Like that. But what I'm bad at, terrible at, I say, and why I'm going to this cat coaxing class is I'm terrible at coaxing cats out of their little hidey holes that they love going into. They love to hide in little, you know, under the couch or under the sink or behind the books or whatever, you know, or inside a really big plant pot. And I am terrible at getting them to come out. I think it's my technique. At least that's what my teacher has said. It's my technique. It's not my, you know, it's I want them to come out. I'm trying hard, but my technique is, this may come to a surprise to people, but I have no patience at all. So I just stand there. I'm trying to get a cat out of the underneath the ottoman, and I just stand there with my hands on my hips next to the next to it, and just I said, come out now, please. I love you. Let me scratch you behind the ear. I love you. But they don't do it. They don't come out. Which is, I don't know, that's what my my father and my grandfather, Bucci, all the Buccis have taught me that's how you do it. But apparently, like many things in my family tree, they are covered in aphids that are rotting the whole family tree. Do aphids eat trees? I'm going to leave that unanswered. So I'm taking these cat coaxing classes. And they've been teaching me this stuff. You know, stuff like, going, come here, and saying like, oh, what's your name? Oh, what's your name? That kind of class, and then we devoted like a whole week to index fingers. People who follow me on Instagram know that cats love index fingers. Love sniffing them. So it's like catnip to them, an index finger. They love, oh, what's going on? And so with that, your index fingers, sometimes, you know, you can get them to come out and like, by the way, this only works with human index fingers. So if you have like a baboon finger, that won't work. That'll just make the situation worse. So I had to learn that because, you know, again, I was pointing with all my fingers instead of just one. See, I was like five fingers directly under the couch and poking into the darkness. Didn't work. But now I'm pointing with one under her bed in a cabinet, all this stuff. Another session that I had just right before the show was teaching us, I should say, because there's about 60 people in the class, teaching us how to say, aw, what's wrong, buddy? You want a treat? In that soft, lilting voice. They like to lilt. You want a treat, buddy? You want it? And they also like being called buddy. Because it tells them that you're their buddy. And again, not to, you know, but before I had it completely backwards, I would go, treats! I'm trying to feed you treats! Jeez Louise, I'm giving you a treat! Come on! Get out from underneath the bathroom sink! I need to go to the bathroom. And I don't want you watching me! You know what I mean by going to the bathroom, right? The bathroom. Capital T, capital B. Bathroom. I'll just do it. Ugh. That's what I've done in the past. But obviously that never works. So I was at my wit's end until I met my teacher, Dr. Bert Holland, Cat Coaxer MD. The MD stands for Meow Daddy. And I just find that these Friday class, so they've helped. They've really helped. So what does that mean? Like, why are you telling me this? Or why am I telling you this? I forget who's the DJ and who's the listener sometimes. Because it's all part of the same organism. Is that a Bucci adage?
Tar!
These drops are useless today. Anyway, I have... You know, I just came from a class, and I brought with me my cat. His name is Cheese.
Meow.
And poor Cheese is... Maybe I shouldn't have brought the cat, but I didn't have time to go home. So I brought the cat here. And he is nervous because, you know, of the dog in here. Calm down. Yeah, there's a people who listen to this show know that a few, you know, about in April, we did a show where it was my wife's birthday show, and we had a dog party in the studios. We had all these dogs, and we, you know, they all kind of left eventually. But there's still one dog here in the studio, and it's been kind of a sort of a studio mascot. And her name is WFMU the dog, which is great name. Should have called it Woofmu. It was right there, but no, it's called WFMU the dog, and WFMU the dog is terrorizing my cat. My cat. Come here. Oh, jeez. Poor cat. And the cat's not listening. Neither is the dog. No one's listening. He's hiding under the studio couch. Here. Poor cat. Come on, Cheezo. How you doing? You want a treat? You want a treat? No, you... You want a treat? How do you feel about Bucci leaving his Tuesday slot? Meow. I know. So you hate it, right? Mm. Yeah, me too. And Jim the poet is taking over. Oh, you like it. Meow. You like movies, and you can't wait to hear Jim's opinion on them. Meow. That's, I mean, you don't, what's the last movie that you saw? Gentleman's Agreement. Big Gregory Peck fan? I don't know how many movies you're going to watch under a couch, Cheese. So obviously I'm having trouble, right? I need to get this cat out of here before my show. Mike has promised to steal it if it's still in the studio, because he's a kitten guy, which you know by listening to his show. So, if you think you have what it takes to get my cat and to coax my cat out from under this friggin' couch, call up. You got toys, you got your, you know, use your gentlest voice. I know a lot of you have like really abrasive tones, but you got to use your gentle voice. If you have any dog treats, you know, maybe distract WFMU the dog so he gets out of here, that might work. And maybe together we can coax this cat out. That will be after the break. After the break. The famous break. Let's listen to some music. Let's listen to something. Well, okay. It is my last Tuesday show for a while, like I said. So let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye in style. Goodbye.
Bucci.
Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you? When you change with every new day, still, I'm gonna miss you. It's the Scorpions, Ruby Tuesday, only on WFMU.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
coax my cat from under the couch.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci back. That was the Scorpion song Ruby Tuesday off of their album, which I don't even want to say on the air. It's from 2011. Look it up. That song is also about the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's sort of a sequel to Winds of Change, and they kind of sequeled it, wrote Ruby Tuesday in 2011. What a song. So thanks very much, Scorpions, or The Scorpions, I don't know which, for sending off Bucci in style, because I'm going to be knocking on Tuesdays anymore. I'm going to be on Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., if you just tuned in. And if you just tuned in, what we're doing today is doing a little bit of cat coaxing. Cat coaxing. I have this cat. Shh, be quiet. I have this cat, and it's nervous, and it's scared under this little studio couch. Don't worry, buddy. And I'm trying to get it out. I need to get it out. So if you think you're good at cat coaxing, call up 201-209. Oh, sorry. I'm going to do it slower. My wife, recent wife, says I say this thing too quick. 201-209-9368. You want to coax a cat with Bucci. Call you go Bucci. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hello, who's this?
I'm Leo.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. So, Leo, what's your experience getting cats from coming out to you, or you know, from under a chair or a bookcase, or what is your experience?
I mean, you can try and just go here, kitty, kitty.
Well, no, you have to do it. I've already tried.
Leo,
that's not an option. Let it come out by its own. I need to. At 7 o'clock, this thing has to be out. So. If you want to, could you do, because I've tried and tried to go, here, buddy, here, how you doing, little buddy? But if you want to try it, let's see if we can come out. Do you have a cat toy or anything?
No, I don't have any.
All right, just use your voice. Try to get this cat to come out, if you don't mind, Leo.
Okay. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Doesn't seem to be very happy.
Come here. Here, kitty, kitty.
No. All right. Sorry, Leo. Didn't work. You need to work on your, I don't know. You need to work on it. It just seems to be not that great. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Terrible. I said not great because I was being kind. That was terrible. His voice was way too mid-range. It's going to be like this. Oh, yeah, you want if I... Great. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Be quiet. Yes, congratulations. Oh, hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
Yeah, well...
Glad you're moving on up.
Well,
I'm excited for Jim, though, too.
It's a lateral move, but yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for Jim, too. I'm sure the people that Genghis Khan conquered were also very excited to see Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah.
So, Zach, do you want to try to, you know, try your hand at getting this cat from under this couch? You want to try to cat coax?
No, actually, I have a lot of catnip grown in my yard, so I brought some fresh catnip.
I got
it tied up on this yarn string.
That's great. All right. Oh, try it out. It out.
Okay. Oh, here you go.
Doesn't seem very happy. Zach, try another one.
What do you feed this cat?
Well, I haven't been able to feed the cat. The cat's been under the couch as long as, you know, the cat just always hides from me. So I just put down some flesh and he eats it and he goes back under the couch.
Do you find yourself often stepping on its tail?
No,
maybe
never.
If you leave the room, sometimes cats will come out, the ones
no,
they feel endangered by.
You've never seen a sweeter, you know, I'm not yelling and berating this cat. I'm showering it with love, but it is spitting the love right back at me.
Oh, was it feral?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no. It was a cat that I got. I got it actually at
the cat adoption last weekend?
Yeah, the cat adoption last weekend. Amanda and Jim, okay. The poet's cat adoption. Your cat could be your life. I think that was called what it was called. And I got the cat
the
there.
The cat could be your life.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. All right, so you want to try one more time with this?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Oh, come here, little cutie.
Oh, it's coming out. Oh, it's coming out. Oh, it's coming out. You know what? Oh, it's so cute. Oh, you got it. Oh, wait, come on. Ah! It went back. I tried to grab it, and it came, went back. Sorry, Zach. You failed. Have a great day. Caller Yabuchi. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, hello. Who's this? Who's this? It's Bucci. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Who's
this is Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How you doing?
I know how to get the cat out from under the couch.
Oh, how would you do it?
What is his favorite food?
Well, like I said to the previous caller, it likes fleshy, meaty kind of foods. You know, I guess it would like slices of turkey. That seems to be a very popular thing with its mouth.
Okay. Well, then...
Do you have any turkey slices? Or even a drumstick? A turkey drumstick?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, try it. Let's try it, Henry. And again, the cat's name is Cheese, by the way, if you want to use its name. It's kind of pointless. Cats don't really recognize their name. But if you want to try, anything's worth it, right?
Just put it in front of the couch and then say his name.
All right. Well, I've tried that, Henry, and it's not working. So I feel like I think you might be a better person to try it because I'm at my wit's end.
I do have four cats at my house.
Oh, great. So you have a lot of experience. All right, try to get this cat from under this sofa, please.
Oh, yeah. He's kitty, kitty.
Nope, he seems mad.
Why is he mad?
I don't know. He says, try it again. Try it again.
Okay. Here, kitty, kitty. Kitty.
Ooh, he likes you. He's coming. He's coming out, Henry. All right, let's hear it. Okay. All right, here, Lucci. Henry, he keeps darting. He likes your voice, but he hates my arms. Every time I grab him, or try to grab him, he goes right back under. What do I do, Henry?
I think you should cover your arms in turkey.
Huh. Cover my arms in turkey.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I wish I had brought some turkey. Well, that's a great idea, Henry. I'm going to have to... If worse comes to worse, I'll run out in the middle of the last 10 minutes of the show and see if I can get some turkey from the Whole Foods.
Hang on.
What?
So my sister's here with me, and she wants to talk to you.
Okay. Real quick.
I have another idea.
Is this... Who is this, though?
This is Sophie.
Oh, hey, Sophie. How are you? How you doing? Good.
Good.
So, what do you think? What's your idea? Is it a good book? Some cats like a good book.
Maybe we could shake a box of treats.
Oh.
So, like, he comes running for the treats.
That's a good idea. And I have a box of treats. Here. Okay, hold on. Come here. Cheezo. 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 No, not for you. Sophie, the dog is eating the treats. No, no. Dog ate all the treats, Sophie.
Oh.
Sorry. Well, let's try. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Remember, Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. That's the new time, right?
Bye.
All right. Yep. Bye. Call you a Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Hero?
Hero.
Hey, Hero. H.
Hey.
How you doing? You want to try to get this cat from under this, you know what? I'm going to put some food in a bowl, and maybe that'll work. Hold on. Come here.
I was I bring food and I
Nothing.
Got a Legory Lego delivery group to deliver, to drive under the couch and then drop the food off, and then I could call it.
Wait a minute. So you have a Lego delivery system that's going to get the cat from under the sofa?
Yeah. They're going to
All right.
get some food and
just
try
so
to
crazy
go drive out and try to get it to go out.
All right. It's just so crazy it might work. Give it a shot.
All right. Come on.
Your voice has to be higher, though. Hero, your voice needs to be way higher because it's like, right?
Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Ooh, it's purring. Oh, it likes you, Hero. It's purring very aggressively. All right, he's out, and we went right back. I think I might have to throw out this couch. That might be the he keeps darting away. Like he hears your voice and he loves it, but then he sees me coming and he runs away.
Yeah, well, maybe you should move out some things that way he can't hide.
Oh, you mean you want me out of there? You think I should leave and maybe Jim the Poet has better luck with this cat?
No, I'm saying you should get some things out of there, like the couch or some other things, that way it can't dart under that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, that is a good idea. But I can't do that right now. But I'm going to write that down. Move sofa. All right, thanks, Hero member. 6 to 7 p.m. on a Friday now.
All right.
Bye. Call you Uchi.
Hey, Bruchi, it's Franco.
Hey, Franco. Are you the one to, if you are the one who gets this cat to come out, I'm going to be very impressed. So what do you have cats? Feels like you probably have cats.
Okay, well, just listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
It sounds complicated, but it really isn't if you do exactly what I tell you to do.
Okay.
All right, look out the window.
Yes.
You see any guys skateboarding or riding BMX bikes out there?
I don't think so, but maybe. Hold on. You think so? Why? Why do you ask?
Well, this is what you're going to do. First, hide all your bank statements and loose change. Get it, don't put it under the couch, though. Then go, hey, guys, come here. And then you offer them some money. Don't try this yourself, because you have a hernia.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
One guy on one end and one guy on the other after you coax them into the house like their cats.
Yes.
And have them lift up the sofa. But Mrs. Bucci is going to have a blue plastic laundry basket.
This is way too involved. Why does it have to be blue plastic? That's only one of my questions. Why does it have to be blue plastic? My wife is out. She's at the nightclub. She goes to a day
club.
Kind
of an aqua blue. And they're very pleasing to look at.
Hmm.
And so this is going to be part of the living room decor from now on.
Okay. So you're thinking that a blue hamper, is it a hamper?
No, it's a basket that's it's a molded plastic.
Don't yell at me. All right. So, okay.
On that old time.
All right. Well, I'll give it a shot. It's worth trying.
Mrs. Bucci has to hold the basket up ready to drop it on the cat. Now, you can't do this. You're the director. You're just like a crossing guard, waving your arms around.
Yes.
And as soon as they pick up the couch, she drops the basket on the cat.
Okay, and this is very, it's almost like mousetrap, but with a cat trap. Like a kind of a mousetrap situation.
Exactly.
I got it. We're on the same wavelength.
Well,
okay.
Have them put the couch back down in the same place and show them out the door.
Thanks, Franco. I got to go. We got all these calls. But that is a very interesting idea.
I have the only way that's going to work.
Email me. Email me the thing. Email me the steps, and I'll do it.
Well, you want a diagram?
Yes.
Or video?
Email. No videos. No more videos. Just a diagram will go.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Oh, boy. Call you, Gabucci.
Bucci.
Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Travis.
Hey, Travis, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, you want to try to coax this cat from under the sofa?
Yeah.
You don't have some
before
weird...
I do, though. I got to have.
Before.
Is there a dog there?
Yes, there is a dog. Hold on. WFMU, the dog! You hear it? Yeah, he's an angry dog. He's definitely scaring Chizo the cat.
Yeah, okay, Chizo, yeah. That's part of the problem right there.
The dog,
can
yes.
Put the dog out back?
You know what I didn't think about? Moving the dog. It's interesting. Well, I guess I could try it. All right, hold on. WFMU, the dog, can you leave? Now, the dog is not to be touched by Bucci. Sorry. All right, Travis, it was a great idea, but it failed. Call Riga Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, you got a scaredy cat?
Yes, very great, very good. Who is this?
Seth? This is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Yeah. So, I like that idea about covering your arms in turkey.
Yes, that would be a good, that was, I think it was Hero's idea. That was a good one, but I don't have any slices with me. Is that a Bucci ad?
Yeah.
No. So what's your idea, real fast?
Well, yeah, real fast. So get your vacuum cleaner out, turn it on, and ram it into the couch about three times, and that cat will come darting out of there.
Yes, but that's going to
If you have your arms covered, and maybe you have some soft cat food, and then some milk, and then that cat will just run right to you, and then you got it.
Chizo hates that suggestion. And also, I don't want to traumatize the cat again. You can't just add trauma to trauma. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's just putting a big traumatic Band-Aid over a huge wound. What?
It's like reverse psychology. It's going to run to you after the disturbance.
At least I'm better than a vacuum. But won't he see me as the controller of the vacuum? I got you there.
But then, as his savior with the cat food or turkey all over your arms and the milk.
Well, I'll give it a shot. You just use your high voice and try to coax this cat out from under the sofa, please.
I'm going to try to convince it I'm one of them.
Just...
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Do it again.
Meow.
Another time.
Meow.
Didn't work.
Meow.
Sorry, Seth. It hates your voice more than mine. All right. So anything could do. Sometimes air kisses work, you know, because they like the, come here. But you can also go, come here. It sometimes works. That's what meow daddy has told me. Call you Gabucci.
The previous caller beat me to it. I was going to do the vacuum.
Vacuum cleaner? Boy, there's a lot of angry, cat-hating people. What?
With the extension arm, you know that piece that comes out?
I do, but I really don't want to, like, what if I suck up the entire cat and the cat's in the, then I don't have a cat, the cat has not been coaxed properly, and now my vacuum cleaner's broken. You didn't think of that, did you?
Clogged it up.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
it's
Butch,
tough.
I got a question for you. Jesus. Is this coming Friday?
No. Very good question. Thank you very much for asking it. It's not this coming Friday. It's the following Friday.
Oh, so we got to go a week and a half with.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little. I'm going to be a little break. In which case, I'm going to be basically under this sofa trying to get the cat out for maybe it'll take a week and a half. And then on Friday, the next show I do, I can. Can show everybody the cat like in The Lion King.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, thanks for the update. Yeah.
All right. One call real quick. Call Igabuchi.
Hey, what's up, Bucci Booch?
Hey, how you doing, Double G?
How you doing?
Yeah, fine. What are your ideas about getting this cat from under, coaxing this cat? We're having a cat coaxing competition.
Yeah, I can coax. You know, my grandmother's had several double cats.
Come here.
Yes.
And a surefire way is just to ignore the cat and, like, go on the computer.
Uh-huh.
And the cat's going to want to go right on that keyboard.
Okay, let me try that. That's a good... let me try.
Try this.
Nope, it hates it. I don't know. This cat defies...
I just want to let you know.
Yes.
I'm wearing that T-shirt you sent out to me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got it.
Let me hear it. Put the phone up to the T-shirt. See if I can hear it.
Hold on. Can you hear? It's a double XL with the sleeves cut off.
God. T-shirt. Whoa. You know what? You have this T-shirt bites the hand that feeds it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine, Double G. I'm so sorry. It's my fault, not yours. All right, see you later. All right, we have not gotten the cat, but you know what? I want to do something real quick. Jim the Poet is here, and he's just circling, not like a vulture, around this show. And I was thinking that I get the chance to maybe if he wants to come out and face me person to person. Jim!
When do we get this couch in here?
I don't know. It's been here. Look how filthy it is.
It's nice. What do you mean? It's nice.
All right. So, hey, Jim. How
hey,
are you doing?
How are you, Bucci? Great to be on the show.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'm going to love it even more when it's on Friday, and I'm occupying this space.
You just, I knew that when I brought you into my bosom.
You did. I really appreciate you taking me under your wing and teaching me, you know, all the
yes,
secrets
and
of the
then
trade.
You did not only bit the hand that feeds me.
I bit it.
But you bit it and then kept biting it. You bit it like seven times.
I kept saying to Ken, this is the only time. Tuesday at 6 is the only time for this show.
Tuesday.
And he's like, I don't know. He's such a hit. He's so big.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want. He's such a good lead-in for the rest of the. He calls it the Tuesday night sausage party, which is a great name for the
well,
the lineup.
Unfortunately,
here.
That's the case. Well, I mean, and Micah probably colluded with you in getting, you know, me out of here.
Some of the Tuesday folks here were like, hey, you know, maybe if Jim, because I bring them donuts.
I can think of
every
one
time
in
I show up, I bring them donuts, and they're like, oh, he's going to bring donuts.
Jim, tell us a little bit about your show, which I'm sure is going to be a huge hit.
Well, there's a lot of people that have sophisticated cinematic taste. I'm not one of those people. I'm just like somebody who goes to a lot of movies.
You do.
I love almost everything. I find something about almost every
so
kind of movie.
So what's the name of your show again?
It's Three Thumbs Up.
Mm.
So, you know, there used to be the Siskel and Ebert with the two thumbs up.
That must have been so disappointing when you Googled two thumbs up and it came up, it's taken.
I looked up three thumbs up in the Google image search.
Nothing.
That was disturbing. Yeah, that was actually...
This is the kind of show you're going to be running, right?
It's going to be, yeah. I'm going to check out movies that are new in the theaters. And,
okay.
And hopefully people will call in.
And people will call in and kind of give you, what, their review, and then you'll
like
argue
we'll,
with
we'll
them?
We'll argue with them. We might, you know, I saw Garfield, and I was thinking maybe we could do some auditions, because I don't know if Chris Pratt is the right character actor for the Garfield voice.
Yeah, he also did Mario, didn't he? Didn't
I didn't
he do
see the
Mario Brothers movie?
I didn't see the Mario one, but apparently
he was like,
he did
hey, I'm Mario. There's
I mean,
no accent.
He's not a bad voice actor, and it's kind of he's more charming when you don't see his body attached to his voice. But
I
like, I just don't know he's because Sam Jackson plays his father.
You mean Samuel L. Jackson? Okay,
plays his father in the movie, which he steals the
Sam
whole
Jackson.
Steals the whole Garfield show, the whole Garfield
he does.
Movie.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, he always L. Jackson.
Bing Rames, just some really talented people doing. And then I don't know, Chris Pratt's just kind of hanging out.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
like
a bland. He's just bland.
But I'm saying like. Do you give me a little, let's do a little scene. I'll be John and you be Garfield.
Okay. Wait, who am I?
You're Garfield.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey Garfield, what's going on? Do you want some lasagna?
Oh, he sounds like he does. Offer it to him.
Yeah, hey, here's some lasagna.
Offer him some water.
Would you like some sparkling water with that?
Offer it to him.
Please, here, have some water.
Let's see, he's coming out. Oh, look at that, Jim.
Oh,
he's liking
like
your sparkling water.
Perrier. Yeah,
he
nice.
Likes it. It's got expensive taste.
This is ASMR now. This is the only way I can go to sleep is with audio like this.
All right, that's enough drinking. Jim, what's the last movie you saw?
I saw a movie called Robot Dreams.
What's that about? Let me.
It is the friendship between a robot and a brown dog in pre-9/11 New York. It's all cartoons, and there's very little dialogue.
So, what does the pre-9/11 mean in the?
Well, they're like
the
Twin Towers are up. People are paying with things with tokens. There's people doing breakdancing all over the place.
Oh, I see.
There's no cell phones or anything. So people like you go over
simpler
the dog,
times.
The robot goes to the dog's house, rings the doorbell. If the dog's not home, then you know that's it.
Oh, okay. That sounds, you like
it's
it?
It's a wonderful movie. Yeah, it's really good. I would I give it, you know, three thumbs up.
Did you see that movie, I Saw the TV, or I See the
no,
TV
No,
no,
I want to, I do want to see
it's
that because I know.
I you, See the TV Glow.
I know you saw it.
Oh,
I want to check it out.
Oh,
it's on
the
my
new
list.
Tar. It's the new Tar.
It's the new Tar?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the old Tar.
Tar.
Well, you're not going to understand this one.
I saw Tar because you talked about it on your show, and I was like, oh, we should do a, there should be a, there should be a movie show on WFMU, and I went and saw Tar, and I didn't understand anything.
You didn't
that was
like
going
it?
On. I didn't know what
Micah
was going on.
Micah hated it, too.
I just didn't know what was happening.
All right. Micah, do you want to try to coax this cat from under the couch? Use your highest, most delicate voice, though.
Poopsie, poopsie, come out. Come out. Come home with me.
Oh, he loves you. He's loves all over you.
Who doesn't love Micah?
He's all over Micah.
He loves Micah.
Micah, I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm going to miss you. Silence.
Do you guys want a hug or do you want to, like, maybe, yeah, a little kiss? What do you think?
No.
No? What do you mean no? Good,
Micah, you're going to miss me.
Good riddance.
What?
I mean,
well, you
I
say
mean,
that with your words, but you're crying.
His eye, he's
so
got
sad.
A tear in his eye.
Yeah, he's got a tear in his eye and a tear in his mouth. He's tearing there's, up through the mouth.
There's tears everywhere.
Could be salivating. Micah, what was the last movie you saw?
I don't go to movies anymore.
Yeah. So, that's great. Well, Jim, congratulations on stealing my very, very well done.
I mean, I'm sure you're going to do great on Friday
nights. Mr. Sun Tzu over here.
Who's Sun Tzu?
The Art of War.
Oh, I didn't read that book.
Well, it's great.
I would watch the movie if there was a movie. Is there a movie? Is it Jim Jarmusch?
There's
Who
a movie
did that
called,
movie?
There's a movie called Dogs of War, I believe.
I would love to see that movie.
I think you're thinking of Ghost Dog when you're thinking
I've seen that movie for sure. That's
a pretty good movie.
That's Forrest Whitaker.
FW. All right. So congratulations, Jim.
Congratulations to us all and everyone who loves movies. And good luck Friday night.
Good luck
night.
To you. Yeah, yeah.
Friday night's going to be terrific for you.
Good luck, Jim. It's going to be great. I really, no,
it's
seriously.
It's the start of the weekend.
Congratulations.
I mean, your voice will be the people will be driving to the beach or something like that.
Yes.
Or, you know, drinking in bars. And, right. and it'll be Bucci show.
Well, now I hope they do like my voice. And my voice is going to be saying next, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is Music of Mind Control. New Bucci, next the following Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. That's a me.
I Ducci.
Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.